plans into financial numbers like revenue and cost. Obviously, nobody can predict numbers with 100% accuracy. However, projections do give a sense of where the entrepreneur wants to take the business in future. On what basis do we project future revenues and costs? We do it on the basis of assumptions that we try to validate based on historical data or by benchmarking. During this session, you will be able to create a quick model that plots your revenue, costs, and funding amount. Let's start by forecasting the revenue. To forecast the revenue, we will have to find answers to a few questions, such as how do you acquire your customers, what is the average price of the service or the product that you are selling, and what does your customer conversion funnel look like. We will now think through our revenue model. Let's consider that you market your business online. Your target audience sees your ads on Google or Facebook and are diverted to your website. From there, a certain percentage of visitors get converted into buyers and they spend a certain average amount on your product or service. This is the customer conversion funnel. To start forecasting, first look at your historical data. How many people visited your website in the last 3 months and what percentage of them converted into buyers? How many were repeat buyers and on an average, how much did each customer spend? Open the financial model template and study how we have calculated